open.
Helping the world to turn in its proper place.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, as usual, going around in circles. We specialize in that here. Why should Christmas time be any different than the rest of the time? Well, actually, there are a lot of things that happen at this time of year that are important, and our discussion is pertinent with regard to those things, especially when you get down to the nitty-gritty about weather and the impact that weather has on our health and well-being. So during this hour of the program, we often spend a good deal of time talking with our medical experts, including Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's more of a traditional, although he likes to say he practices blended, as long as there's some evidence-based blended medicine.
No, he has a good mix.
Yeah, he does.
He's a very reasonable guy.
Yes, he is. He's very reasonable in many respects. And so is Jack Stockwell, who is another friend of mine. I'm not sure which comes first, the chicken or the egg here. Do you become my friends and then get on the program, or do we become friends because you're on the program? Richie, let's see.
Yeah,
you and me, we were friends for a long time.
Right.
And maybe we have our moments sometimes. Now we love each other.
Yeah.
And I think that we're more than friends. And then there's Roberta.
Roberta. But I think the show comes first.
Jennifer was her friend before she was on the program.
That's right, yes.
Yep. Jennifer and I were friends before she came on.
We became better friends, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, we did. Yep. Clay, we're still trying to figure out what his action is. And with Ken, I didn't know Ken, and he and I became friends. And the same, well, actually, no. Jack is a different story. And I even said this, he sent me an email the other day about trying to get together so he can work on my neck. And there was a mention of friend in the email, and I don't know if you remember my response, Jack, to you. The email I sent back, the most important thing in the email was the reference to friend.
Actually, I was touched by that, Doug.
Well, but it's true.
Yeah.
I think that it's very hard to find people in life who really don't want to take. Most people get to know other people they want to get close to because there's something they can get from them. Mm-hmm. And the sign of true friendship, although you and I exchange, we are in the exchange business. Our friendship is not about the exchange. I think our friendship is just that we like each other's company. But the essence of what goes on is an exchange of value. You have an expertise that you can use to help people.
I always say whenever you're here, you're not here long enough. We always wish you'd come and at least spend the night.
But I have them. My friendships work best that way because if I'm around too long, I think that psychologically, this is probably really a deep psychological thing.
And I can back this one up.
I don't want to be exposed to anybody too long because I worry psychologically whether they won't like what they find in me if I spend a long time with them. I think that if you really dig around, and this is me speaking about the dangerous stuff that I've learned about myself, and I don't know that I actually have verbalized this, if at all. I've thought it, but I don't know that until we bring it up now.
Yeah, you're in and out and boom.
I am in and out because
now.
I am worried that someone will think that I'm around too long.
Here's what I would tell you.
I
want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to this.
Okay.
Because this is the God's honest truth.
Uh-huh.
You are 100% better in person than you are over the phone, over the email, over the thing.
Hopefully that's not the case with the radio.
Our relationship, like over the lines that we speak to every day, is very honest. It's very open. It's very... And it's just, bam, club you on the side of the head
and
with
truncated.
What I need. Right, and truncated.
Yeah.
When we're, actually, you and I, as long as we've known each other, and I know this is the same with other people that I talk to that you are friends with, you're much more relaxed, jovial, laid back when you're in person. And you're a fun guy anyway, most of the time. But it's business. Boom, 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 let's go, let's go, let's go. And then when you're in person, you're just kind of relaxed although you are in a hurry a lot of times, and I do notice that. Like, okay, my time is done here.
Okay.
I must leave.
I couldn't have put that any better. And whenever you're here in Salt Lake with me working on you, and then all of a sudden I've done what I can do, we're in the car, we're on the way back to the airport, I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like you need to stick around for a couple more hours.
You guys want to know something funny, since we're doing a deep profile of you, Dougie?
Yeah, right.
The only time, because we spend time together when you're in L.A., and the only time that I have actually seen you relax, because normally you're in a rush, you got to get back to the car, got to get Charlotte, got to do, you know, you're on the go. But the most relaxed I've ever seen you is at Megan's wedding, even though you were completely nervous about what to say and what to do and about the emotions of the day, you didn't try to speed that day along at all. It was like you were just enjoying the moment.
Enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. And that was really good. Cry.
Oh, he's crying. Good job.
Why Jennifer made him cry?
Well, no. The reference, complete reference.
What was his voice crack?
To, would you stop it, Roberta? see, Roberta, though, this is the interesting thing about all this. What people say when they're listening to us is it's like a conversation around the breakfast table, even though we rarely ever actually see each other.
That's right.
I probably see Jennifer more than anybody else because of being in Los Angeles and going over. Her father and I really enjoy each other's company, and we've been friends for a long time, and so it's easy for me to be at Jennifer's house for her birthday or father's Christmas party or just the three of us have breakfast and or whatever. But Richie and I haven't seen Rich. Well, I can't even remember. When did we last? It hasn't even been this year. I don't think I've been down there since a year ago, September. I haven't been in Washington for an age.
Yeah. And the last time I saw you was in New York.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, right, in New York.
In New York.
But Roberta and I see each other with some regular, excuse me, because I'm in New York. Jack and I maybe see each other four or five times a year. And it is, I'll come in, after I get off the air, I go to the airport, get on a plane, and fly to Salt Lake. And we'll spend 4 hours, 5 hours, or whatever it is doing stuff. It brings me back to the airport, get on a plane, go back to Los Angeles. And yet, in this, the wonderful thing about the dynamic of today's communication era is that we can maintain. But as Richie said, it's harder because I am always pretty much focused. And the people on the farm would probably say the same thing to you. Edgar and Georgette take me. Now we've had, this is the first time we've done this in a long time. They now take me to dinner to the Wayside Inn when they want to get away from whatever the farm is.
But,
and yet we still mostly talk about the farm stuff.
And thank you for bringing up Edgar. You have a different, and Jennifer and Roberta and Clay can back me up on this. When Edgar is there or somebody from the farm is there talking to you and we're listening to you during the break talk about the farm or whatever, there's a different air about you because you are with them in person.
Yeah.
As opposed to 600 miles away from me, 3,000 miles away for Jennifer, a couple hundred miles for Roberta.
Yeah.
There's this different, I can feel
it in
you.
So then if that's the case, then why is it that people gravitate to us because we have that personable sort of feeling, or people like, they enjoy not only the repartee that we have, but the people who are listening. Yeah, no, and maybe I'm different when I make a personal appearance someplace and people come see me, or maybe that's part of the attraction to watching this video on the Good Day website, gooddayshow.com. It is what it is. But I will tell you that I'm more relaxed when I'm on the radio or maybe more myself. You get more of what I really am. And Richie, all of you who know me know that I am the way that I am. I mean, I don't mask the let's move on.
He's incapable of
on the air. It is what it is.
If something's in
going.
His head, it's got to come out
right.
on the microphone.
And
it's
so
got to. He can't
this,
not do it.
In this term, well, some things I don't say. But I'm now, what you just said a minute ago, this is an extraordinarily cathartic moment because I can admit and I can go back and think about how when I was a child, and that's where we all get our stuff comes from, the way our parents treated us. And I always felt like I had to get away from the atmosphere which was so distressing at home. It was get out. Do what you have to do and then get away from.
Mm.
And that stuff gets supplanted. So the worry, if that's what it is, or the concern, is whether you wear out your welcome. I never really felt welcome. I went from home to home to home, or farm to farm to farm. There were three farms that I spent my time on as a child, and I felt more comfortable at one of them and almost as comfortable at the other. But at the end of the day, I had to go home. I had to leave. And it was clear to me that sometimes I didn't know when to leave. And so now I, instead of having somebody tell me that it's time for me to leave, I leave before it's time to leave because I don't want somebody to tell me it's time to leave.
In all of that, in all that processing from your youth on up, as you're, there's an awful lot of mind development that's going on that we're not immediately conscious of. But you found yourself at a very early age. You and I have known each other now for over 2 years. One thing I can absolutely say about you, either in my clinic under treatment or over the radio two-way talk, I have never detected one moment of fake about you at all.
Yeah.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Do you think, Dougie, this is so great. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't this fun?
Like a deep psychological thoughts. But do you think,
Dougie,
be
the same.
I know. I think we're changing your life. But do you think that's why you don't take vacation or take holidays off? Because the show gives you something to do to make you always feel like you have some place to be?
I think that's absolutely the case. I think in, excuse me, in terms of the farm, there's always something that needs to be done. It needs my attention. It's a focus on doing things. There are two parts of that, Jennifer, interestingly enough. One of them is what you just said, keeping going so that I'm doing, but then the satisfaction of seeing something getting done that is an accomplishment that's valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be, the whether it's the radio program. I mean, people say, what are you doing on the air 6 hours a day? Rich will tell you, I could go on. As long as I'm awake, I could stay on the radio. I could easily do, it would after 8 or 9 hours, it would be a pain. Because it just I would be wanting to go on to something else. But the clear essence of doing something that you feel like accomplishes an important goal is nirvana for me. I feel like I have done something, and then that makes me valuable. I think that's really what it is. You do something that you think accomplishes something, therefore you have value. And that's what I was taught to believe. And that's where I am, and that's probably exactly. I mean, I don't really get anything. People want to get distracted from whatever in their life is. The other side of the coin is I have a wonderful life, and I am extraordinarily thankful for the benefits that are around. I don't always necessarily think that life is a bowl of cherries, and so you kind of deal with that stuff. I think that you always have to be honest with yourself. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that that's right. I mean, that's not anything new, and that's not something that I haven't really dealt with in terms of being on all the time. But I also feel like at the end of the day, wow, look at all these things that I've accomplished. And it speaks to my very basic philosophy of life, which is that we are all here to help. And you may realize it. It may be something that you're conscious of. It may not be. Richie's here to help in his professional life. He's here to help in his family life. Jack is the same way. My God, he's got 14 kids that he's sort of responsible for.
It's only 13.
Oh, sorry. Okay, well, 13.
But
that's
the one thing
a relief
that we all have in common is we enjoy being here for one reason or another.
Right, we do.
Yeah. That's actually what you were saying about needing something to do. That's why I left for New York, is because when I was in Texas, I was like going to school but not really working towards anything. And I didn't have a job, and my dad was paying my rent. I was just sort of depressed, and I just wanted to come and sort of rely on myself and sort of have a reason to live. And I came out here, and I found
a reason for being. It's a reason for being.
We have purpose.
Yeah.
It feels good.
Purpose and distinction. You know, that's the motto of Heidelberg? Purpose with distinction. Lives.
I don't know about the distinction.
Of purpose with distinction. I think that we're all in here. All right, so Jack has had a great time with us, and we haven't gotten one darn thing. So stick around, Jack. Yeah, I did start. 21 after.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order 2 or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
What will be singing? All right. Great information on vacations for art lovers coming up. Peter Greenberg will have some travel info for us in a few minutes here on the Good Day program. 24 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell and Rich and Jennifer and Clay and Roberta, all here with a bit of self-indulgence, which maybe has some value. I want to spend some time with Jack on a couple of important medical issues. This is John Bon Jovi, who has been appointed to a White House counsel. The president wanted to reward his dedication to civic engagement and social innovation, so he is now on an advisory council. He was appointed, let's see, what is the actual name of this committee?
Yeah.
It's mobilizing citizens, nonprofits, businesses, and government to work more effectively together. My God, that's a long committee title, but that's what it is.
He's pretty involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, well, he's there are people in this council from Starbucks and eBay and Gap and Amnesty International. He thinks that he's the least member, but I was looking at a story about what he said. The president said that these folks that I appointed to this committee have dedicated their lives to careers in civic engagement and social innovation. So is Bon Jovi in that, I suppose?
Yeah. No, he's a very involved guy.
Yeah. He has quite a philanthropic reputation, as I remember, mm-hmm. doesn't he?
He does. He has a lot of, especially in Philly.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And
so
they need it.
Yeah, they should do. All right.
Brotherly love.
Jack,
all that.
Yeah, right. Boom, boom, bam, bam.
Yeah, whatever.
So, Jack, this week, an FDA advisory committee has suggested that what you and I have been saying for years about silver fillings, maybe, oh, just maybe, there might be something to that concern, only after 25 years of people saying, wait a minute, silver fillings, there's mercury in silver. What are you doing putting that in people's mouths? Oh, no, we've tested this and it's perfect. There's no problem with this. After all, look at the scientific data. Oh, whoops. Wait a minute. A couple of those things that we supposedly proved in the laboratory seem to have not been what we thought they were, so maybe we better take a look at this again. And again, what is this, 25 years? How long have we been talking about getting silver out of the fillings?
One of the most toxic substances for
known to man
is mercury.
Yeah.
And it kills nerve endings on contact.
And
it
we've
destroys
been putting
them,
that
it destro-
it, the American Dental Association has been saying this is the way to handle things. This is it. We have no problems. I remember getting into an argument with a dentist. There was a friend of my former wife's. I went to him a couple of times, and He was telling me that all of the stuff about the silver fillings is a lie. And you know what? I didn't go to him anymore because he didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Well, a lot of these people are trapped in what the standard of care is for their particular industry.
Well, they also get sued if you admit to doing things that are bad to people, right?
Right. And one thing is true. When you perform surgery on a living tooth, you want to fill that hole with a sealer that is absolutely going to protect everything below that hole. Yeah. And amalgam has always been a perfect sealer. But the truth is, all the grinding that takes place during normal mastication with the food, there's going to be off-gassing that takes place with the mercury. And they have known this. They've known it for decades. And only now, because there are internal revolutions going on inside the dental industry itself, where dentists are actually advertising, let's get the mercury out of your mouth so your nervous symptoms go away, they finally have to address it.
Yeah, and the FDA can't run and hide from it anymore either. So they have to re-review the scientific basis for their conclusions that mercury was okay. It isn't okay. Get them out of your mouth. Jack Stockwell, check his website, jackstockwell.com. Jack, always good to have your conversation here among us. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you thought art fairs were exclusively for collectors or curators to haggle over big-ticket items, you might want to think again. These events often have free programming that's entirely accessible to the public. The Armory Show in March brings together the entire New York art community. Tickets to the morning preview and after party start, did you hear me, start at $5,000. But you don't have to worry because the festivities open up to the rest of us with events like Museum Mile Day that feature public sculptures and discounted museum admissions. Art Basel in Miami Beach is a huge event every December where tickets can cost up to $75 apiece. But every year it also features several public programming events to showcase international art, music, and culture. The Frieze Art Fair in London includes access to exclusive interviews with artists, writers, and scientists. But even if you can't hop on a plane to London, you can hop on their website to download or stream those interviews. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely, be smart, get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at travelguard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by Travel Guard. See your travel agent or visit travelguard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from Travel Guard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all.
On air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today. Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
15%.
Handy. Really handy.
I think he warns you.
I had had three dark beers and a shot of NyQuil last night.
There we go.
When I woke up this morning, I was like, "What? Where am I?"
It's been a good ride.
I feel good now. I was at the neighbors.
However, it is your life, Rich. You decide what you're going to do with it. Yeah. If you don't run your own life, somebody else will do it for you. You're in control, Jennifer, of your life. You make the decisions. You control the outcome of anything. Roberta, you have to make a decision. And you're actually pretty good. Roberta's pretty good at making decisions.
I make them pretty quickly also.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't fiddle faddle.
No. So the advice that we have here, folks, as you start another day listening to the Good Day program, is that you take charge of your life. So there's no longer a need to ask anybody else if you can. Asking permission. You'll get the permission. And you don't have to really ask for it. I think it's nice to ask for permission, but I think the way you do things, the intelligent way, there's a psychological term for it now. I can't quite remember what it is, but permissioning. I think you could use that. If you don't make decisions, then you're giving somebody else permission to have power over you or to make the decisions for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that never is good. That you build up anger and resentment. You have that blame, oh my God, I'm a victim stuff going on with you. It is extraordinarily unattractive, number one. But it's a horrible way to waste your life. If you're here to get something good out of this wonderful opportunity you have, then you don't let somebody else push you into what it is that you don't want. And believe me, I've been there and done that, and it is no fun to have somebody else have control over you. You need, and control is a horrible thing anyway. It's a really strange, we've been sort of into Shrinkville here in this hour, but the control, people who want to control you, or you let them control
well,
you.
Well, some people,
you know, favors.
Not only let them, they look for somebody to control them because they don't know how to control themselves. They need.
But you often hear from women and or men in a relationship, I want somebody else to be in charge.
Well, employees, too.
Yeah.
I have people here who can't direct themselves,
uh-uh.
or Fortier is the perfect example.
Yeah.
Great worker,
yeah.
Good guy.
Good human being.
But unless I put him on a course,
yeah.
He will just stay on that exact same course.
Yeah.
He will come in here every single day and do the exact same thing,
yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing,
yeah.
in certain positions. I need him in that position.
Yeah.
But I want him to grow, and I want him to be able to think on his own feet.
Yep.
And how do you train somebody to do that? Obviously, I have failed at this so far because he can't. He won't. But, you know, he's a great guy.
It goes deeper than that. Speaking of deep, we have our fan of the week tomorrow. Clay is busy working over some people who have responded to us because we have a lot of people who are on Facebook with us now, and we asked them to write on our wall, if you would like to be interviewed or be a part of the program, we'll spend 4 or 5 minutes just sort of getting to know you in a quick cursory way, but it's kind of fun for people to go on here. As a matter of fact, I got an email from Terry Bird. He writes, I wanted to tell you I so enjoyed speaking with all of you on Friday as your fan of the week. I enjoy listening to the program and visiting the website every day. Thank you for allowing me to be a participant. My daughter told me this morning while I walked my granddaughter to her school, you guys had some fun things and kind things to say about me. For that, I thank you. But as I was re-listening to the show, I heard you guys saying how smart I must be to have worked at a job that I had previously done. Don't be so hasty in assuming that. As a youngster, my mother said that I was too ugly to not study hard. Consequently, I began to study hard. Then my wife said that I was cute. She would say this quite often, which led me to think that I was too pretty to be smart. Later, we took the children to the zoo, and a chimp was making some ridiculous and rather off-color gestures, as chimps sometimes do. My wife said, "How cute!" Now, from those who know me best, what am I?
I like this guy.
Yeah. Terry Beard.
He's just neurotic enough for us.
Yeah, perfect. Fits in perfectly. Here's an email from Bonnie, who watched the video yesterday about the singing mouse. And she used the term. The reason I put these two emails together is because they both use the word cute in them. And I often find myself using the word cute. Sometimes I say it with a snarl, "Really cute, Richie." Or I will say to somebody, and Megan sort of first reacted to this when I don't know, at some point in time I was calling her cute, and she looked at me and sort of raised her eyebrow like only Megan Stephan can do. She raised her eyebrow looking at me and said, "What does that mean, Dad?" I always thought cute was endearing. Apparently, for some, it is not. Anyway, so Bonnie says, I watched the video about the singing mouse. It's cute. It looks just like the baby mouse that our male cat, Charlie, caught in our kitchen. I thought it was dead, so I thought I might as well give it to Charlie to eat. So I took the mouse outside, put it on the porch, and Charlie followed me. I shut the door and went about my business. About 5 minutes later, I heard these screeching, squeaking noises. I went out to see what was going on. The baby mouse, who was no bigger than an inch long, was making the loudest squeaking noise that you could imagine.
Aww.
He was running around the porch. Charlie was right behind
him.
So I grabbed an empty cottage cheese container, ran to the porch to try to capture the mouse before Charlie could actually kill it. My husband's bike helmet was on the floor. The mouse ran under the helmet and kept sticking its head out of the holes in the top of the helmet. You can visualize that, right? I kept putting the cottage cheese container in front of the holes it was sticking its head out from, but it kept poking its head back under the helmet again and again and again and again. As soon as I got the cottage cheese container in front of the hole, it was sticking its head out of another hole. About 5 minutes of this, between me and the mouse, I finally captured it, took it into the country, and let it go. The point of my story is that these mice can make a lot of noise. I think it's that this singing mouse is just talkative. They probably all talk like that if a person would just give them a chance to tell their story. If I heard him singing an actual song, then I would believe they came up with a singing mouse. This whole... Look at how long this email is. Look, I'm holding it up to the camera now. Those of you who are on... This woman went to great lengths to tell me that story so that I could pass it along to you. And it is... The real reason that I tell you the story is because we all are affected by what sometimes we think are little, almost throwaway things. Everybody has a story. Everybody's got an experience. Everybody has something about something like this that sort of rings a bell, that sort of hits home. I mean, you can all visualize the helmet and the little mouse sticking his head out of the... I mean, you don't need a television screen. You can use your imagination for that. And so thank you, Barney, for telling us your story. In a moment, the video of the day and the poll of the day, and then Dr. Ken will join us. Oh, we can't forget that Clay has his daily report of social media. We have a headline from that department, too. It's about 19 before the hour on Good Day.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You've got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Worries about the economy may put a damper on holiday travel, according to an annual survey of American travelers. The holiday edition of the Access America Vacation Confidence Index found fewer travelers may hit the road this year, and those who do plan to travel intend to spend less than in 2009. The combination of fewer travelers and lower trip costs could mean a multi-billion dollar dip in overall holiday travel spending. The survey found that just 50% of respondents said they were confident they would take a holiday vacation this year, and that's down from 61% who reported being confident in taking a holiday vacation last year. Daniel DeRazzo of Access America has more.
This year's survey reveals both the good and the bad in the current travel market. While spending may be down over last year, Americans are still willing to invest in their annual travel plans. That suggests that value, careful planning, and last-minute deals will be very important this holiday season. And with money a key concern, we expect many Americans will opt to purchase travel insurance in order to protect their travel investment.
Hi,
I'm Patrick Davis.
All right, you've had your time.
Thank you, Patrick.
Let's relax. Dr. Ken in a moment, but first, our digital nativity scene that's on the website today is actually about as clever a thing that I don't even begin to understand how somebody actually put all this stuff together. Clay probably could, and Richie and Jennifer, but I looked at this thing last night, and I thought to myself, my God, is this clever? Somebody had actually, two or three or four people sent this to me yesterday, and so I said to Clay, let's use this as our video of the day. It is basically taking social media and the web equipment and mobile stuff that you can get a hold of to tell the story of the Nativity. It's on the story is told through Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google and Wikipedia and Google Maps and Gmail and Foursquare and Amazon. It goes on and on. The times they are changing, but this feels kind of good to me. It's entertaining.
Wow.
I mean, if you look at this thing, it is so cleverly done, Richie. Extraordinarily cleverly done. That is,
yeah.
I am very much in awe of how this thing was done. So please do yourself a favor. Take a couple of minutes, and if you haven't seen this yet, it's kind of a viral thing making its way around. We have it for you as our video of the day. It's the digital story of the Nativity at DougStephan.com, GoodDayShow.com. Also, our poll today, would you be more inclined to vote for an attractive politician? I was looking around. I think I said it about Karen Gildenbrand, who is the senator that replaced Hillary Clinton from New York. I think she's kind of cute. Is that sexist? She's cute. She's attractive. She's a woman, I think she's in the late 40s, and I just kind of like her aura. Most of the women who are in the Senate are older. Some of the congressmen, congresswomen are younger. There are a couple of attractive women who are governors, Michigan's governor.
I think Sarah Palin was the...
Palin is attractive.
Was the one that kind of woke everybody up. Like,
right.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, and that may be the inspiration for this. In terms of being physically attractive, she's very appealing. Anyway, so here are the options for the poll question. Would you be more inclined to vote for an attractive politician? A, yes, I voted for Sarah Palin when I preferred Hillary. That actually...
Do you think that happened?
I did that, but I didn't do it because of that, because I couldn't vote for Hillary, because people made the bad choice.
Name me the last ugly president in this modern age when you can actually see.
It hasn't been one.
Carter wasn't that.
Was probably the last really unattractive president.
Who was?
Well, think about how Nixon suffered. You know, everybody thought Nixon won the debate on the radio.
But they cleaned him up.
But then when he was sweating, they didn't. No one on TV thought he won.
Yeah. All right, anyway, would you be more inclined to vote for Trump? No way. I vote based on the issues. C, I might. If it were between two candidates with the same views, or D, I'd be more inclined to vote for the ugly politician.
I voted for Ross Perot.
Yeah, I did too. There you go, Richie. Not a very attractive guy.
He was adorable. I thought he was cute.
Those
with
ears,
the
ears? Are you kidding? Come on. All right, the poll yesterday, would you support a tiered internet? 62% of you said, I think the internet ought to be free. I'm surprised. How come it isn't 100% of you? 27% of you said, no, the internet ought to be open, and the fee should be flat. Huh. 6% of you said, I don't use the internet. Good Lord. 5% said, yes, I think my internet bill ought to be based on the sites that I use.
Wait a minute. How did somebody answer our online digital poll if they answered, I don't use the internet?
Oh, we accept Pigeon.
Pigeon do. Check our poll out and take it for
answer
your benefit.
Proxy.
It's kind of fun to get your point of view on these sorts of things. All right, quickly, the headline, the social media headline, Clay, is...
Well, a 12-year-old girl wanted to play with the boys, Doug, when she was on the hockey team. And I'm not sure what city this is in, but she was on a hockey team. I'm guessing Canada and Toronto, the Ice Dogs. But a lawyer dad, he wasn't a coach on the team. He was just a dad of one of the guys on the team, thought that she wasn't a good player and that a girl shouldn't be on the team. So he drafted an agenda that's titled Kayla Watkins, Player Ability Limitations and Suggested Options. And says that it's now 14 games into the season and noticed that her play has not improved and basically suggests that she should get off the team. Now, Kayla saw it and was embarrassed and quit the team and is turned into a huge controversy on the internet.
Really? Because the guy's a jerk.
Exactly.
Basically, the guy's a jerk. All right. That takes care of that. Thank you very much. Time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day program, brought to you by the folks that help you save your body, your life, your health, that promote and boost your body's immunity. And we're talking, of course, about Sustanex. Go to gooddayshow.com, see the Sustanex box, get the coupon for $5, and go to the places. And, by the way, this is available at all the big box stores, the drug stores, et cetera, et cetera. You can buy it online, too, at Amazon.com and drugstore.com. Ken, would you like to underscore one of the great reasons for using Sustanex?
A lot of people are traveling to different areas of the country. The bugs are different. You want to boost your immune system in a natural way. The most effective way to do it is with these healthy bacteria, the probiotics of Sustanex.
Probiotics. Get your daily probiotic. By the way, they have a Facebook page. Can you imagine that? They have a Facebook page for Sustanex, which I find very cool as well.
See it.
You got it, Richie?
I'm there.
Facebook
cool.
/Sustanex.
Yep.
That's it. Check it out. Dr. Ken is here. The Abbott Pharmaceutical Company has a recall. What's the scoop?
They're recalling 359 million testing strips used by diabetics, Doug, because they can give a falsely low blood sugar reading. There's a lot of brands involved here. If you have any of them from Abbott, bring them back.
All right. A vaccine has been approved. Word around a few years ago, Farrah Fawcett might still be alive, huh?
Exactly. There's a vaccine that's been approved this week by the FDA called Gardasil for preventing anal cancer. It's already used by women to treat HPV, human papillomavirus. This causes cervical, vulvar, and vaginal cancer. It also will prevent anal cancer.
All right. Not a pleasant thing. Too much fried fish sends you to the stroke belt, huh?
Exactly. The stroke belt in the South, it's the fried foods, the trans foods, trans fats, fatty fats. You want to get rid of these fried fats.
Dr. Ken with his info every day on the Good Day program.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com to...
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs.
3 minutes after the hour, time now for us to focus on videos and movies and news thereof. Starting out with movie music, Let It Snow. Dean Martin from the film Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton, John Ritter, Bernie Mac. This was a film that topped the box office during this week in 2003.
John Ritter.
When did these guys, the only one who's still alive is Billy Bob Thornton. The other two guys are dead.
Yeah.
And they both really young. What was John Ritter? Was 53 or 54?
Yeah, had an
aneurysm.
Yeah.
That's why he died. And Bernie Mac, I'm trying to remember, was it cancer, Chucker? Do you remember? What happened? No, it wasn't. It was something unusual. It got him, seems to me. He was a guy in his mid-50s.
Yeah, I mean, he was only like 51 or 52 or something like that.
Right. So do you remember, Chucker, offhand?
I'm not saying. It was not cancer. He had one of his organs was damaged.
Yeah, right. I think you're right. Something unusual.
Sarcoidosis, inflammatory lung disease.
Tiny lumps of cells. Solid organs.
Good Lord.
Wikipedia.
All right, 55 past the hour. Time for our Chucker trivia. The movie here was number one during this week in 2007, so it may not be that difficult for everybody to get a handle on it. I know I didn't see the movie, heard some interesting things about it, starring one of our most popular actors in America today. Here's the first clue.
Yeah, we named her after Bob Marley.
Who?
The singer.
Oh,
that is unacceptable.
What?
Best album ever made.
I don't think this is going to be too difficult. Chucky, you got it, right?
Yeah, I got it. Yep.
Yeah. All right, 800-510-8255. Know the name of the movie, and you get the prize Christmas present, if you will. If you've never won before in Movie Moments, here's your next opportunity to figure it out.
Samantha, look at me, girl. Hey, you're okay. Samantha, just got to get you home. Gotta take you home. All right, come here.
Don't know it.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yep. Okay. Sure do. All right. Anybody else got it? Roberta, forget about her. Jennifer, you got it?
Not yet.
Chuck her a hint?
Well, the clip's being played is somewhat obscure in the movie, but it was a huge film starring...
Right. Never mind who it is. That gives it away. Last clip, Richie.
What the hell are you doing out here, Brad? How did you get out here? Brad, if you're real, you better tell me right now. If you're real, you better tell me right now. Damn it, Brad. Damn it.
All right, 800-510-8255. Richie, you still don't have it.
I'm at a loss.
All right, we'll find out what it is. Chucker gives us movie news, and we'll get the answer to this in a moment on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe this.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Looks like Avatar is the most pirated movie of the year. Is that a surprise, Chucker?
Yeah, I was reading that stat. That's unbelievable. The most pirated illegal download of 2010, Avatar, 16,580,000 illegal downloads, which equates to about $280 million
yeah.
in ticket sales. That was
Kick-Ass was number two on the list, Inception number three, Shutter Island four, and Iron Man number five. But millions of downloads, my Lord, it's amazing.
I have no desire to download a movie illegally, simply because it's just no fun watching it on a small computer screen. Yeah. That's just my opinion, but a lot of money's being...
All right, what do you have for us?
Other news, Roger Ebert picked The Social Network as his favorite movie of 2010. Right. Clearly, that's a front runner now, come Oscar time, as it's basically swept just about every critic award. Opening this weekend, Gulliver's Travels, a comedic version of the story starring Jack Black, is tracked pretty badly. I got to say, Jack Black in a comedic version of that film, I don't know where the audience is going to come from.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see the box office of the Coen Brothers' True Grit. 97% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
That's going to be also a favorite. Come on.
All right, Gary in Jackson, what's the name of the movie?
It's Marley and Me.
No, it's not, but thanks for the call. Michelle, what's the name of the movie?
I Am Legend.
Will Smith is the star of I Am Legend, and you're the star of The Good Day Show. Thank you. Hold on a minute.